This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Harvard University's dining service workers expect to be back on the job tomorrow morning. A spokesperson for Unite Here Local 26 says workers have just this hour ratified a new contract with the university. The vote was 583-1. The university says its dining services will resume full operations over the next few days and looks forward to welcoming its dining service employees back to campus. WBUR's Fred Tice filed this report.
As workers were still voting inside the First Parish Church across the street from Harvard, Union President Brian Lang was outside addressing a rally of those who had already cast their ballots.
I can report, coming out of our contract ratification meeting, that we achieved every goal without exception, with no concessions to Harvard.
The issue of greatest contention during the negotiations was healthcare costs. Under the agreement reached with Harvard, the union says there will be no change to the healthcare plan for the first 2 years of the 5-year deal. Lang says in 2019, Harvard will raise copays for visits to doctors and emergency rooms.
However, only under the conditions which they agreed to, that they pay for any additional costs for the members of Local 26 who work in dining services.
Lang says Harvard will offer something similar to a debit card used by workers when they go to the doctor or the emergency room.
An amount equal to the difference between what they currently pay and what the new copay is will be deducted right from the debit card.
Provided for by Harvard.
Yes.
According to the union, Harvard would also pay additional compensation over the summer to offset seasonal layoffs when the dining halls are closed. Standing with other workers at the rally, Aurora Diaz says she feels good about this contract.
Looking forward to going back to work?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Was it tough being on strike?
Yes, it was.
Yeah?
I mean, I've been here 32 years, and I never went through this before, so it's worse than being at work, let me tell you that.
Another dining worker, Sandy Liu, says she feels supported by the union and the Harvard community.
They do a really good job, and I'm so proud. We are winner. We are the winner. Thank you.
You feel like you got what you wanted?
Yeah, I was going to say thank you to the student. Thank you, everyone, to support us. It's nice.
The agreement also found support among some faculty, including social sciences professor Kirsten Weld.
Harvard, therefore, is showing that it's going to take dining hall workers seriously as members of this community, and I think that that's an important statement, not just on this campus, but for university campuses around the country.
And students, too, were there to lend their support, including sophomore Grace Evans.
We are so happy for workers. This is their win, and I personally am just so gratified to have witnessed it. And I think that this strike, one, you know, upshot of what has been a really tough and troubling set of weeks is that it really has brought workers from all different houses together and also students and workers from all different parts of campus together. And I think that's been really beautiful to see.
Harvard is not alone in difficult labor negotiations. Union President Brian Lang predicts his next battle is at Northeastern University. Tomorrow, Tufts janitors vote on whether they go on strike. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
Harvard has just issued a statement saying it's pleased that workers have ratified the contract. The university calls the agreement a reasonable resolution to negotiations.